This is the Composer's Datebook for November 24th. I'm John Zeck. In 1944, while the Second World War ground on in Europe and Asia, the American composer David Diamond received a commission from Dmitri Mitropoulos, who was then the conductor of the Minneapolis Symphony. Mitropoulos asked, "Write me a happy work. These are distressing times. Most of the difficult music I play is distressing. Make me happy." The resulting work was entitled Rounds for String Orchestra. To some, it sounded as if Diamond had turned to traditional American folk music. But as the composer put it, the tunes are original. They sounded like folk tunes, but they are really the essence of a style that must have been absorbed by osmosis. Diamond's Rounds received its premiere performance by Mitropoulos and the Minneapolis Symphony on today's date in 1944. Even the stodgy conservative music critic of the St. Paul Pioneer Press expressed her grudging admiration. "It reveals a good deal of talent and resourcefulness," was her verdict. Reviewing a subsequent Boston Symphony performance under Koussevitzky, New York Times critic Olin Downs was much more enthusiastic. He wrote, "It is admirably fashioned, joyous, and vernal. There is laughter in the music." Rounds has gone on to become one of Diamond's most frequently performed works. Perhaps joy and laughter in music remain as rare and precious a commodity now as it was in those distressed days of 1944. For more on Diamond and other resourceful composers, check our website, composersdatebook.org. And while you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.